father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, live from Wildcat Golf Club here in the Pearland area, down to Alameda, halfway between 610 and Beltway 8. So if you're looking for a great place to play a daily fee course and the best place to have your tournament, 36 championship holes, this is where you come. We're going to drink Hal water out there today, Lance. It's hyper pure oxygenated water. So just so you know, so you'll stay. Look, there's the Hal guy right there. Here comes Hal. I was just talking about you. Here comes Hal right now. Look how hydrated they are.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how hydrated they are. And I'm going to need it, too, with all the Coors Lights I'm going to drink today. And I also got Dew Blend out here. You haven't seen this.
Uh-uh.
So Dew Blend is a tobacco-less way to chew tobacco. It's got a tobacco taste, but it's got CBD, and it's got hemp. It's hemp and CBD. So it's like takes away all the crappy stuff when you chew tobacco, and it puts good stuff in you instead.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're gonna be talking about them in the near future. They got all different flavors. If you got a tobacco habit that you just can't break, you know what? Tweet me, and I'll set you up with some of these. I'll even give you some samples. I got samples out here. Anybody who's coming out here that chews tobacco, come and grab some of these, and I'll give you some. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to love it. And it's CBD. Like, when you break your foot when you walk every time, it helps
It's like you're dipping to get healthy.
It helps
you're dipping to heal.
Your weak bones because
to
you
heal.
Have
heal
you
yourself.
Need some vitamin D, but you could use CBD to help
back.
You.
My bones came back.
No, you break everything. Your shoulder.
No, nothing broke.
You got herpes.
Nothing broke here. Nothing broke there.
CBD helps shoulder herpes.
Nothing broke.
Yeah.
Nothing broke.
So listen, come on out and ask me for some of these dips, some Dew Blend dip, a Canstead dip, and you're going to get, I'm telling you.
Can they put it in like,
you feel better about yourself.
I don't dip, but can they put it in queso or something that the rest of us can have if we don't dip?
Yeah, I don't think you chew it like that.
But can't you put that stuff in there?
Chaw, it's different.
No, you could eat it.
Yeah, I don't, no.
You're ingesting it, it's the same thing. Why don't they put their magic stuff in like.
There's a different way you can take CBD, yeah, than that.
But I'm saying if we can put it in stuff, have they thought about making a queso?
Yeah.
I'm helping.
A CBD queso?
Hamburger?
Yeah.
Actually, those are things.
Yeah, they are really
CBD burgers are a real thing.
They are real.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's all happening out here live at Wildcat Golf Course. If you are coming out here today, ask me for some Dew Blend. And we're gonna hook a brother up. You still like your Celtics bet?
Well, I didn't make one, but I mean, do I still like the?
Yeah, do
prediction?
You still like your prediction?
I'm okay. I'm actually okay with it. I just think you have to get to a game seven. I think the tough part is you had Steph Curry going 0-for-9 and you lost 0-for-9
yeah.
from three. That's the tough part. Is when are you going to get that shot again?
Right.
You know. So. I still think the Celtics can win this. I mean, I saw them win two in a row against the Heat. It's something I know they can do. But it's obviously, I mean, you got to take care of your business at home. I think you will. And then you get to game seven. But, I mean, this is where if you're going to run out of business, you're going to be knocked out of business in game seven at Golden State, because this is where the finals experience could come into play. You know, where Golden State has all this finals experience. It's a very loud crowd. I mean, if you win a game seven in Golden State for the NBA Finals, my gosh, have you done your work? I mean, that's really tough. You're beating a team with all that experience, championship medal, a loud crowd. If you're able to pull that off, a game seven in Golden State, then you deserve.
Yeah, no,
you deserve that championship.
No question. Whether or not
it'd be three mentally tough teams in the Bucks and the Heat and the Warriors, if you're able to win three game sevens like that, man, that's that's up there with the Rockets championship.
Is it too much to ask? That's a question.
Well, it may be. Yeah. I mean, it may be. I think that when the playoffs began, the play was Golden State plus 200. You could double your money with Golden State. and you looked at the West, and you really didn't see – I mean, the West didn't look as tough anymore because of injury, and it may have actually been even further along in that. But right now, I would say I would say it feels like too much to overcome for the Celtics.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to win two in a row against the Warriors, and it's not like you haven't played well enough to do that. But the problem is – I've seen panic in game four from Boston. In Boston, I saw panic when they were down in the final 5 minutes of the game. They didn't play like a team with poise. And then the Golden State Warriors are a team with all this experience. Like, that's really tough to get through and navigate a game seven if you get there, and all the emotional roller coasters. It's one thing to get on top of somebody quickly like you did the Heat. Okay, but you remember how the Celtics tried to trick it off. Marcus Smart tried to trick it off late in that game against the Heat. How did you beat the Heat in Game 7? You came out, jumped on them quick, took the crowd out of it. I just don't see that happening against Golden State. I think you have to ride the roller coaster of emotions against Golden State, and I don't know if you can come out on the other side with a championship.
Where is this Golden State? I mean, listen, we've had the dynasties. We've had the Bulls. We've had the San Antonio dynasties. Where does this one rank? I mean, if they come through and they take care of this business, this Golden State team isn't even close to the Durant Golden State teams, right? They won one with before Durant got there. They were really good.
Everyone was younger with Durant.
They got two with Durant,
Clay,
right?
One. Clay was healthy.
One with Durant.
No, was it one or two?
I think they got
RJ, they get two with Durant?
Two.
They got two. That's right.
So they got two with Durant.
So, but you need this one to be a non-Durant title again.
Yeah, well,
Golden State
and they're right there.
Yeah.
But this team doesn't – RJ, where does this team rank as far as the four – if they win this championship, as far as the four Warriors championship teams?
I feel like this team would probably – I would have to say it'd have to be number one just because of what they've had to go through. And – I think it's a team that you thought the dynasty was over, and I mean they extended the dynasty. You thought that they did that with Durant, but now they go back to the NBA.
Okay,
finals.
You're most impressed. You're most impressed with this.
But
team.
This isn't
Do
the best
team. Do you
think
this is the best team they had?
Well, this isn't the best team they had. It would have to be one of the two Durant teams. But most impressive team would have to be this one.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I don't think that this is a great team. This is not a great champion. But they're taking care of their business, and this Boston team came in as the best team in the NBA after their first 30 game start after they were terrible, and then they've been the best team in the NBA since then. But
Steph is a top 10 player. I think he may get the top 10 player of all time mantra. I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of people angry, but I think when you look at and it's nobody's fault for playing on a good team. Remember that. So you have to take that into account. But when you look at the success level, the output and production, the consistency, the durability, relative durability of Steph, could you make a case that Steph deserves to be in the top 10 more than Larry Bird? Larry had back injury that shut him down late in his career.
Late in his career. That was in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the 80s. I mean, beyond 86, like 87, 88. He came in the league. I guess he played a long time in the league by then.
Yeah.
He came in the league. So he'd been, that was well into his career.
Well, he came in at 79.
I mean, Bird was, Wilt Chamberlain is in there. Your top 10 of all time.
Yeah.
LeBron and Michael Jordan are for sure in there.
Magic.
You're putting Magic in there for sure, yeah. Leaving basketball early.
Yes.
Because he did leave. Well, no. Actually, he didn't even leave that early. It was 91.
You about Abdul-Jabbar? He's obviously.
Magic did leave after, 11 years?
Yeah, Magic was there for plenty of time. Michael, Wilt, LeBron, Abdul-Jabbar, and Magic, I think, are
Kareem.
Top.
Kareem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kareem is usually mentioned in there as well. Who is a better all-time player? Like, is it possible to put Steph ahead of Dream? Yeah. Dream, I just say this. Steph Curry has put teams on his back.
Yep.
He has. Steph Curry is a major, major factor in every Warriors championship if they win another one. I get that there was Durant, but to have two titles with two different teams and an older Klay Thompson now who's a little bit broken down, it's – an older Draymond Green, it's just really impressive. I mean, he plays still like he's in his prime.
Yeah.
He still looks like prime Steph a lot. So I just think that there is a natural bias that some people have for non-basketball reasons at times, and at other times people have it because he doesn't fit a certain mold, a positional mold. But when you look at his ability to produce at a high level, do that over a long period of time, do that at a high level from a win standpoint, I just think that it's getting hard to find excuses to keep Steph Curry out of a top 10 argument. It really is, especially if he wins another title here. You know, I understand the argument, well, two of them are Durant, so they don't count. Okay. Well, then I guess we count the other two, though. Dream won two titles. Yeah. Like, what's the indicator? How many titles do you have before they all count?
No, he's got four. He's going to have four.
Okay.
If
well,
he
let's
wins
count
this
them all.
One, those all count. They all count. I don't see him taking any away from Kobe because he had Shaq. I don't see him taking any away from, you know.
So you can't say this without people getting super, super mad because, you know, you and I have talked about this. Kobe Bryant was disliked by a lot of people, and after he got done playing, some people kind of started warming to him a little bit. When he passed away, everyone acted like they'd been the biggest Kobe fan their entire life. When the reality was, we did shows throughout Kobe's entire tenure in basketball. That was not the case. That was not accurate. A lot of people, Kobe was not a mainstream well-loved. Kobe had a little edge. There were some people who didn't like him because he was trying too hard to be Jordan. And then there were people who didn't like him because they felt like, you know, he busted up Kobe and Shaq. He was a big part of that when Shaq was just as big a part. Kobe was one of the all-time great competitors and great players. Where do you – I mean, Kobe Bryant for sure in your top 10 all-time?
Not mine, but okay.
You're crazy. Yeah,
I knew.
Not mine.
Crazy.
RJ, I've never been a fan.
Well, you don't like him personally. You don't like him personally. But
yeah,
what about the?
Yeah, he's one of the great players. Yes.
I mean, 25 a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. From a statistical standpoint, it's a lot of the younger people who haven't watched a lot of these players. They're just gonna say 25, 5, and 4. Look at what Steph did. And it's like, okay, you have to understand, Kobe actually played in a time where there was some real serious defense being played. And when I say defense, like hand-checking where you couldn't move very easily from anywhere. It was a slower tempo also, back it in. Kobe did some backing it in also. You can't just look at stats. It was not a three-point-oriented game the same way it is now. But Kobe would defend. Kobe was an incredibly clutch player. I don't know. I think there's a lot of players you can dig into and make cases for and against when you have this many great players who have played in the NBA. I think Kobe gets a free pass by a lot of people, but I think it's a legitimate question, is Kobe a top 10 guy? Now, to leave Kobe out, you have to put Hakeem Olajuwon in, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You have to basically go to the big men.
Yep.
You have to say, okay, Kareem, Kobe.
Oh, well, Kareem's in there, period. Kareem is a top three player, period.
Kareem and Wilt. But see, like, Bill Russell, to me,
Steph versus Larry Bird, I think, is a good argument.
I think that one is the one that, to me, is the one that makes a little sense.
That one makes some sense. All right, 713-780-3776, live from our good friends at Wildcat Golf Club. If you can get out here, if you can get a foursome together, Courtney says we can get you on the course. Otherwise, but hurry, give us a call up at the station and tell us you're coming, or up here at Wildcat, and we will get you in our tournament today.
Hey, we come back. A former Rocket was arrested on felony charges.
Yikes.
We'll tell you who it was and what happened.
He probably needs some tequila.
Well, I think it'd be best if he not have any tequila right now, and this tequila company wants no association with this player either. I can promise you that. They do like their association with a lot of listeners and a lot of consumers, because a lot of people make the choice to come back to Maestro Dobel after you've had your first bottle of Maestro Dobel, and you will finish the bottle. I can promise you that. Their Cristalino, called the Diamante, this is one that they are very, very proud of, and with good reasons. It's charcoal filtered combination and blend of three different types of tequilas. The result is a tequila that is phenomenal in terms of the profile, the flavor profile it has. And that's the great thing about the Reposado, the the smoked silver, the silver, the añejo. There's so many different, the Cristalino. There's so many different types of flavor profiles that will suit your taste buds. So whether you love sipping tequila, you love it in a margarita, you love it in a cocktail, my friends over at Maestro de Bell are going to make sure that you get the tequila that is right for you. Go to Maestro de Bell's website. You can dig into it all you like. But I'm promising right now, oh, there's a new one called Gran Caramino. Brand new tequila that is just going to blow you away. I had it at their release party and was really impressed. Make sure that you go to wherever fine liquors are sold, and you're going to find my friends over at Maestro de Bell.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Live at Wildcat Golf Club. Come on up, have lunch. We just saw a guy. He was coming up to play, and he was like, holy cow. Holy cow, you guys. He came, and he ate some breakfast here. And he's going out to play up on the Highlands. The Highlands is open for daily play. And while we're going to have the Lakes course. So there's still plenty of time for you to get on over here and enjoy golf at Wildcat Golf Club. The Highlands is wonderful. Love the Highlands. 713-780-37. We got a couple of calls before we get to the story.
Yeah.
We got a couple of guys that want to get in here. Who's first up? Biscuit? Okay, Biscuit's first up. What's up, Biscuit?
Gentlemen, Lance, we got to pump the brakes, man. Pump the brakes.
All right.
You know, I mean, Curry. I give Curry credit this year because he's carrying the Warriors this year. But some other years, man, he played on stacked teams, man. And it wasn't. And I seen
so Larry Dilly. Bird did. Hold on. Larry Bird didn't play on stacked teams. You want to go Hall of Fame count on that team?
I mean, did Bird get Dr. J to come play with him?
I'm just asking if you want to go look at, you know, if you want to go look at Hall of Fame count.
Larry Bird
played with Dennis Johnson. Came over. They brought Dennis Johnson in. They brought Danny Ainge.
Dennis Johnson was old. He didn't come over in his prime.
Dennis Johnson was
McHale's
still a good
a Hall
player.
Of Famer. Parrish a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Parrish Hall of Famer. McHale is a Hall of Famer. Bird is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if DJ is.
And Bird was winning Finals MVP when he was on the team. Not
Bill
DJ.
Walton,
DJ
Hall of Famer.
Finals MVP?
I'm telling you, I don't think that argument is. Look, I don't think there's anything Steph Curry could do at this stage of his career to convince you, right? Most people who are kind of anti-Steph in this regard, what could he do?
No, I disagree. If he does it again with this type of team and he carries the team, because go look at Steph's stats in the finals before this finals. And then he
didn't carry.
Bird is not going to be.
He didn't carry the. He didn't carry the first team. His first championship. That doesn't count.
Iguodala got the Finals MVP.
That's great. That doesn't necessarily mean
they have a great team. They have a great.
But hold
team
on. Steph Curry. You literally are basing this on who got Finals MVP.
Well, if that's telling you that you wasn't the best player on the team in the finals, if you didn't get the MVP.
You can get taken out of games. You can get taken out of games, too.
I disagree with you. Larry Bird, I think Kobe, definitely 9 times all defense. Steph, to me, is only better than Larry Bird in one category. That's shooting.
I know, but
that's what. He's not a better passer.
That's what everyone says. They always. And guess what? Scoring is a big part of winning games. I think it's kind of. There's been a lot of players who weren't great defensive players who have been Hall of Famers and been considered high-end players. It's not like the league has been filled with two-way players who gutted it out both sides of the court. LeBron was not a good defensive player for much of the early part of his career, and we don't even question whether he's an all-time great. Jordan was a two-way player. Dream was a two-way player. Kareem, to a little lesser extent. I just think that, you know, Kareem wasn't this great rebounder for his entire career. We give Kareem a free pass on a lot of stuff. If that's what it's considered, you know, if we're going to look at it that way. But I don't know. I just think Steph Curry, I mean, I just think that there is a bias against him that will never go away. Like, I don't think Steph Curry, he's won 2 MVPs. This will be his 4th championship. He will be the MVP if they win this series. He will be the the finals MVP. I honestly don't think there's anything that Steph Curry can do to convince any non-believers. That's my feeling, objectively speaking. I think people just don't like him for certain reasons, whatever it could be, that he's just a shooter, he's not a defensive player, the quote-unquote stacked team, when really if you look at a lot of the teams, they've been stacked over the years.
There's one argument you could make. Was he even the best player on his team for 3 years?
I don't know. You happen to have another really great player.
Well, I mean, that's a question, though. That's a legitimate question.
Yeah,
that's if he wasn't even how's he a top 10 player in the NBA if he wasn't even the best player on his team?
Well, I mean, he also acquiesced. Steph also.
Oh, no. He subjugated his game.
His game to Kevin Durant. Yeah. We never talk about that.
Yeah.
But he did. I mean, he to the point that everyone said, boy, I don't even know about this Steph Curry. I don't know. His points per game, his career, are actually a little lower than I would have guessed because he started off 17, 18, 14, 22, and then he kind of took off in 2013 and 14, 24, 23, 8, 30, 25, 26, 27, 20, then 32, 25. Maybe I'm overstating it. Maybe Biscuit is right. Maybe, you know, 6.5 assists a game. He shoots 42% from three for his career.
That's ridiculous.
90% from the free throw line. I mean, he's the best shooter of all time.
Yeah.
So he shoots 90% for his career. 42.8% for his career from 3-point. This is the
43%.
There's only 2 years where he shot less than 40%. I'm sorry, 2 years where he shot less than 41.1%. That's it. So I don't know. I struggle with just beating him up for different, you know, because Kevin Durant came to that team.
No.
Now Steph catches the bullets. But once again, maybe I'm overstating it just because, you know, he's a great shooter, and maybe it's recency bias because I've seen him put together some big, big, huge games.
This will be his first NBA Finals MVP.
And he was a Rocket killer, too.
But
so, I mean, I saw that in person watching him kill the Rockets.
Yeah.
Maybe that's tainted me on the side of thinking he was better than he was. But I know he's top 15.
Maybe he's not top 10,
but I think if they win the title here,
yeah,
and he is Finals MVP – and he puts together a 41-point game on the road and all this stuff. I just think it starts to get hard to keep finding excuses to tell me why he's not, you know, he doesn't stack up against other all-time greats.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm kind of struggling to
I think he's
put
top
it together.
10 player. I mean, if he wins this and he wins the MVP here, he's a top, to me, he's a top 10 player all time. Let's get Chompers in here. What do you say, Chompers?
Hey, guys. Been listening. I'm wondering what you think about KD versus Steph. Because obviously, you know, KD's more of a fitness freak and probably more talented, but he hasn't won anywhere else. Steph, he wins this one. He has more MVPs, got the handling, the passing. He's got, you know, some things over KD. And just as a leader and a winner, I think you'd have to put him over KD just because I think some of KD's, you know, his two titles would be invalidated somewhat if Steph were to win another one without him, and I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, why don't we ever say that?
Yeah, KD hasn't won without Steph.
I know.
But Steph's won without KD.
Steph's won without KD. We'll have won two if he wins this year without KD. And then I hear that he has a stacked team. He has a Klay Thompson coming off of 2 years of injury. He has an old Draymond who can't jump. Jordan Poole's turned into a nice player. Wiggins is solid. He's solid. These are not all pro level players. I don't think this is a stat.
Looney.
This isn't a stat
Porter
team.
And yeah.
It's an athletic team.
Yeah.
It's an athletic team, but I don't know. I just think, you know, why isn't KD pull the Nets through last year against the Bucks in the game 7? Why didn't he pull the team through?
Yeah.
You know, why didn't he do more this year? Why didn't he? It's just the excuses. You had a lead on.
He had Russ and James.
You had a 3-1 lead. And you lost that. You know, I don't know why he just gets a pass. I guess KD does.
I guess so. Quickly, Gary, get him in here.
Because I always hear that he's one of. I always hear he's the best player on the planet. Stephen A. Smith. He's the best player on the planet. And I'm like, oh, let's see, 6 rebounds a game, 26 points. Okay, 34% from the three. All right. I mean, he's not a big rebounder. His assist to turnover numbers are, you know, okay. He scores. Okay. But I've been told scoring doesn't matter.
What? Who told you that?
Is he a great defensive player?
Let's get Gary in here quickly. Hey, Gary.
He's just a souped-up Chet Holmgren.
Hey, I'm a certified Steph hater, but I do want to be fair about it. Okay. First championship, he beat LeBron without Kevin Love and without Kyrie Irving. They lost a 3-1 lead to the Cavs with the superior team, but you never hear about that because there's always excuses for Steph. He really dropped the egg yesterday. His team held him up. He is a great player. Great player. I mean, he's top 20. I just feel like he's more 10 to 20 than 1 through 10.
What do you hate him? I mean, you said you're a Steph hater. You said you're a Steph hater.
I am
interested in asking why that is. Like, what makes you hate Steph?
Well, I mean, frankly, I'm a humongous Rockets fan, and they, like, broke my heart 1,000 okay. times. So
no, that's understandable. That's what I was –
No.
Yeah, see, if it's a Rockets thing, I understand it. It's rooted in – because I know a lot of the people that I know who hate Steph, also a lot of them are Rockets fans, and you know it's understandable. I hate Stockton, Malone, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
No other reasons other than that.
No,
just
that's
kind of a Rockets
that's good
thing.
Enough reason.
No, that is. Yeah. I was just asking if he had any other reasons.
No, that's all.
We know the talking points.
Yeah.
This player, LeBron, beat this team without this player and this player. Like, I've seen it all. My son does nothing but watch Instagram videos and YouTube basketball videos, and so that's all there is now is talking points about why certain players are the GOAT, because they use GOAT on everything. He's
right.
GOATed. What? Who's GOATed? John Morant's already GOAT. What? What? I like turn this off.
All right.
Subscribe. Stop watching this.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that story.
Top five reasons that really, when you think about it, Steph Curry is better than Michael Jordan. What? Number one. The free throw percentage, you got to see these videos. There's never been another player in NBA history to score 40, to average 42.8% from three-point line and over 90% from the free throw line. And when you add that with his rings and his NBA MVPs, and you create a formula based upon shooting, like, what?
No.
God.
We'll talk about the story you wanted to talk about on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, you know what he could probably use? Morley Law.
This guy who got arrested might be calling up your guys over Morley Law.
If he's listening right now, if you were just indicted on felony charges, make the call, Morley Law.
I was
Law.
Not.
No, not you.
Yeah, okay.
The former Rocket.
In the Usted form.
Yes,
yeah.
Or the former Rocket. I'm specifically talking to him. Or anyone, any of you out there that have been, you know, have been indicted on felony charges, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Even if they're not felony charges, how about misdemeanors? How about insurance? You're having an issue with your insurance company. How about you're having an insurance or a malpractice issue? Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. And here's the deal, is they'll listen to your case. They'll find out exactly what's going on with you. If you've been arrested, I mean, then you got to tell them exactly what happened there and let them represent it. Even if you're guilty, you need representation. So here's, no matter what has happened to you, if you need a lawyer, you don't have one on retainer. We don't have lawyers on retainer like big shots, right? That's not us. We're regular people. We need the Morley Law Firm. Get their experience. Let them help you out. If you've got immigration problems, se habla español. So if you're looking for that help with whatever it is that you need, representation, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, or Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from Wildcat Golf Club. My favorite, one of my favorite places in the world is right here. Love the people, love the course. We have so much fun. I've played more rounds on this course than any course in my life. Just so great. If you haven't been out here, come on. The people are wonderful. The course, they care so much. They take care of it. The greens are usually always great. We played last week. They were great. So if you're looking for a place to come and try, if you haven't played here before, come on. And if you're looking for a place to have a tournament, 36 holes out here. If you only need 18, still, we've got 18 today, and the Highlands are open. So if you're looking for some daily play, come on out here.
Hey John,
see my boys.
How many how old was Larry Bird when he stopped playing basketball?
Probably 33.
Oh, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
35,
okay.
How old was Magic?
Magic, when he stopped playing basketball? Probably same neighborhood.
It's a trick question. He was 31 years old, HIV. 91.
But then he came back.
But then he came back 5 years later and at the age of 36 played. Obviously not the same player he once was. But he did average 6.9 assists. But he missed 4 years due to HIV. He played 90-91 was his last year. And then you got the throw-in year in 95. But just think about that. Magic came out when he was 20. He was 20 years old when he came into the league. He was 31 when he left. Compare that to the players now and the numbers that they get to put up, right? Magic had 1 year in his entire – no, I take it back. He had 3 years, his first 3 years, where he averaged less than double-digit assists. After that, it was 10, 13, 12, 12, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12. And the last year he played, 12 assists a game, 19 points, and averaged 7 rebounds. Like – It's when you argue Magic Johnson, you have to take into account that his career was cut short. His career was cut short. You have to argue that because Magic showed no signs of slowing down at age 31. No signs of slowing down. So, you know, I don't know that he beats Jordan. I mean, I'm not sure that they would have beat Jordan after he got beat, obviously, for Jordan's first title. I'm not sure that they're beating the Bulls at that point, knowing the team that they had. And, of course, the Rockets shortly thereafter became a major factor in 93-94. But it's just interesting that a lot of these players got to come out after 1 year of high school.
He did beat Jordan for years.
I mean, 1 year of college.
He did beat Jordan for years. Now, the Bulls didn't come on and didn't put together a good enough team.
Not
Jordan got into the league in 84, so he watched Magic win championships.
Right, but they didn't beat Jordan for years. That was Jordan couldn't get out of the Eastern Conference.
Well, right. Well, yeah, I mean, he couldn't even get out of the East, let alone get to the Lakers.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with that very stacked Celtics team. Trust me, they were stacked.
Oh, yeah, they were stacked, but it was also the Pistons.
Pistons were pretty stacked, too.
Yeah.
But it's not talked about enough. The Bad Boy Pistons were tough. Yeah. You know what else they were? They were deep and talented.
Yeah.
I mean, John Sally was a talented big who kind of turned into a ruffian. Now, another guy who's a little bit of a ruffian, Montrezl Harrell. You may remember him from his works here in Houston. He is known for – he led the NBA in dunk – college basketball in dunk percentage, which is one of the reasons that the league was – or the Rockets were so high on him is high – percentage of baskets came on dunks. And
you would think it'd be the other way around.
Why?
Because I want a guy who can actually shoot.
No.
You don't have to be near the basket.
Daryl will tell you if you talk to Daryl, he'll tell you, I want guys who are automatic in the paint or automatic from the free throw line and shoot well from three. Frankly, he found more guys who are good in the paint than he did for shot threes. But yeah, Montrez, one of the reasons they loved him is because a high percentage of his baskets were dunks, which are automatic shots. The highest rated shot you can have is a dunk. That's the highest success percentage. But he was also a pain in the ass, and Joel could probably speak to that, Joel Blank, from the Killer Bees, because Joel worked for the Rockets and knows that what kind of pain in the ass Montrezl Harrell was.
Yeah.
He was pretty talented, and they moved him out as part of the Chris Paul deal, and a lot of people were like, why are we – Montrez is a good player. Montrez couldn't stick anywhere because he's a pain in the ass. Well, now Montrezl Harrell is in trouble. Felony possession, as a matter of fact. I'll go and get the exact particulars here for you. Montrezl Harrell is in trouble facing felony charges for 3 pounds of weed during a traffic stop. Now, it's funny. I've had some people, you know, make comments about, what, that's no big deal. Free Montrez. He's facing felony charges stemming from a traffic stop last month. According to Madison County, Kentucky records, Harrell was scheduled to be arraigned, yada, yada, yada. He was pulled over by a Kentucky State Trooper while traveling southbound. He was following too closely to another car in front of him, and I think they had called police. Upon stopping Harrell, they observed an odor of marijuana from a silver 2020 Honda Pilot that Harrell was driving. Harrell, Owens wrote in a report, admitted to being in possession of marijuana and produced a small amount from his sweatpants. During a subsequent search of the vehicle, which the report states Harrell claims was rented, 3 pounds of marijuana in vacuum-sealed bags were found in a backpack in the back seat. He's been charged with trafficking less than 5 pounds of marijuana under Kentucky law. Possessing or trafficking 8 or more ounces but less than 5 pounds is a Class D felony. It's punishable by 1 to 5 years incarceration and a fine of $1,000 to $10,000. I don't think he is going to do jail time, is my guess. I do think he'll get the maximum fine. 3 pounds, you know, you're closer to the 5 pound number than the 8 ounce number. So it's going to be looked at a little more harshly. That could be intent to distribute. Also, he's an NBA player, so it could be intent to just consume.
I mean,
that's the first thing I think of was 3 pounds. Boy, that's a lot. But is it a lot for an NBA player?
I don't know. You can make the argument if you're a lawyer. He's an enthusiast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my client, if he has a Kentucky.
Well, yes, yeah,
if he is in Kentucky, if he has a, if who do you want as your lawyer? I'll just use local representatives. I'll use the court appointed. My client has been a vociferous weed enthusiast. He's been a voracious weed enthusiast for much of his lifetime. And I know this because the Cats got beat by Louisville. The Cats got beat by Louisville a couple of different times, and we had our eyes on this kid right now. And we had some dirty business where we were hoping to plant weed on him to get him knocked out of a game. Turns out we just stuck it in a great big closet full of it that he already had there vacuum sealed for his own consumption. And not the consumption what killed people from the early 1900s, consumptions of marijuana and the like.
Which is killing more.
which is going to kill his career, potentially.
So, my sister-in-law, wait a minute.
Froghorn Leghorn.
Well, yeah, that's because that's what he sounds like.
I'm a lawyer. Well, you see, I'm a lawyer.
Now watch it now.
Turn around over here to the judge, Montrez. You may learn something.
Montrez, they misspelled your name. They put an L up in the back of it. Your mama did that.
So my sister-in-law just told me yesterday she went out hurricane shopping. She loads up on all groceries, everything, just in case there's a hurricane. So she's
actually
got
smart.
It. And she doesn't have
craziness
of the storm. She just did that this week. Maybe Montrezl.
Hurricane shopping.
Hurricane shopping for weed. Make sure if there is a hurricane.
Where does he live?
Well,
if he's in
Kentucky,
maybe it's.
Well, it could come through North Carolina and into Kentucky probably somehow.
Well, I mean, he did go to Louisville. I don't know where he's from.
I don't either.
Maybe he's from that state.
Yeah.
Maybe he's from Kentucky.
Maybe he's loading
there.
Up.
Did the Honda Pilot surprise you with
I would imagine Montrezl will go.
I thought he'd be balling in a rental.
This? Hells no.
He said it was a rental car. A 2020 Honda Pilot is a rental car right now in summer of. That doesn't check out with me.
What is a Honda Pilot? I don't know.
Well, it's just not something an NBA player typically is driving. Well, I'll tell you that.
That's probably why he got the police called on him.
And number two, probably paper plates on it. Number two, they don't typically have vehicles from 2020, I think, still rolling there. Not the ones that I've ever driven in. You're going to have something a little newer. So
that's a Honda Pilot. That looks like a rental car. Are you kidding me? That's absolutely
for an NBA player. Maybe it is.
That's why he got the police called on him. What's that dude doing in that car?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So be smarter. Trevor.
I mean, you know what?
He's one of my favorite players.
You would think that the weed in the pocket would be enough to throw him off the scent. Not literally. Here it is, officer. You got me. I was smoking out. Okay. That's it, though.
That's all.
You have anything else? Absolutely not.
Well, he probably said that, and they said, well, what about that backpack?
What's in the backpack? Human head.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Did you watch Seven Deadly Sins?
Long as there's no weed,
long
we're fine.
As you don't have weed in here.
All right, you know what? I don't know how they're going to be able to sell that car. You know what? That's what rental car companies do, though. They go to gimmethevin.com, and they sell their cars to John Clay.
That's true, actually.
It is actually true. That's how they get rid of their cars. And John Clay Wolf takes them to auction, and then he sells them. And he doesn't make that much money on them because he gives you the most for your vehicle. If you're looking for the best vehicle in the history of vehicle, sell your car in the best way in the history of selling your car, then it's GiveMeTheVIN.com. They are the best. Look, they're going to give you more for your vehicle. They're going to do this every time. And if they can't beat CarMax, they're going to send you $100. And you know what they never do? Send you $100 because they're always going to beat CarMax. You're looking for the best way to sell that car. John Clay Wolf is here for you. You hear him Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5. And all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license plate, and let's go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live from Wildcat Golf Club. You looking for a place to play? Come on. And thank you to SiteJab for being our title sponsor here today. Thanks to all of the people who are making this possible. SiteJab, Carbach, Mendocino Farms, E. Fratelli, Howe Water, H-O-W Water. They're out there right now hydrating. I mean, you want to talk about hydration. That's what we got going on with Howe Water. And thank you to Texas Custom Patios, HRMP. They're sponsoring Holes, Hair Specialist Houston. That's my man, Doc Linville. Teammates, Bavia, Pocatech, yeah. Pocatalk, Monarch, Rambling, Frankie's.
Rambler.
Rambler.
Rambling. I want to get some
sparkling water.
Yeah.
Andrew,
who used to work here in sales, is heading up their stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Rambler.
It is. It's good. Roosters and Morley Law, my peeps over there. We appreciate
Roosters
all
of with the haircuts, and I saw my guy Hector's all jacked up. You seen him in the yellow?
Yeah, no.
Just watching walk in a Rockets shirt?
Yeah.
This guy's been lifting, man.
Yeah.
He does not skip chest
when's
days.
Leg day? Let's go. Mix in a leg day, Hector.
I think he's okay in that. Do you know what next door is by any chance?
No.
Next door. Next door is an app. It's kind of like Facebook for tattletales. And also just chronic complainers. But sometimes it's like I just joined it so I could keep track of anything in my neighborhood, you know, any crime, suspicious activity.
Oh, okay.
You know, random pit bulls running loose, mauling other people's animals, because that is happening all over neighborhoods now. Like, literally has been a big issue with people from adjacent neighborhoods just yes. can't handle the pit bull, don't like, and they just go throw them in another neighborhood. Like, good luck. Like, hey, guys, there's a pit bull that just killed my dog. Can you please, guys? Like, I'm like, wow, this is terrible. But they also have things that are kind of funny in it. Like this, con artists. Last Wednesday, two 25-year-old women told me in a parking lot of a Walmart that they'd flown into Houston with five children because their father was dying in a hospital. They said their credit card was blocked because their California bank did not believe they were out of town. I took a chance and handed them $20, which they said they would pay back soon. They called me 4 days later and said they had $20 for me. When we met, they said they had a discount deal with the hotel and only needed $100 more. I quizzed them and quizzed them. I told them I would drive to the hotel to check with the manager and see the five kids. The women gave up their scamming effort and gave me my $20 back. This was the Walmart on Dunvale Road. Be careful. So there I know that there's con artists there.
How can you not believe two women who say they need
$25? $25 with five kids.
How did they meet up again to give back the $20?
Well, they knew they had a mark.
Why would you give them your phone number? What is to get your
$20
back?
Some people are super smart.
To get your $20 back?
Yeah.
Just write that off, you know, on your taxes. That's a loss. Yeah, it's a loss to stupidity. It's a bad investment. It's Bitcoin, okay? It's stupid. Don't invest in two women who say that their credit card's been blocked.
Just a simple trip to Kroger at 6:30 p.m., and a guy kept following me around in the store. I told a clerk twice to go get a manager. I thought he was still inside, but saw him outside smoking a cigarette and watching me load my car. I'm almost positive he tried to follow me home. I made a quick U-turn and went fast down the road. He made the U-turn as well. Fortunately, he didn't see where I went. Keep your eyes open. Thieves are looking for you to not notice them. I just kept giving him eye contact. He had earbuds on and possibly in a wine-colored Mercedes. Philip at Kroger said they will look at video surveillance.
He said he had a wine-colored Mercedes and he's following you home from Kroger? Not sure. Not sure about this one.
Now, you know, sometimes
maybe.
It is dangerous.
I don't know.
And sometimes
let me ask you this. You haven't even asked me about my hat today.
Oh, I didn't even notice you had that on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's today we start mandatory workouts.
It's mandatory mini camps. There's players missing it too.
Who was?
There's different players. Not Texans. No one's on good,
no.
strong enough footing where you can miss a mandatory.
Okay, Tunsil shows
camp.
Up?
Yes.
Tunsil shows up.
I think Tunsil shows
Have
up.
Have we heard yet? Has Tunsil shown up?
I haven't heard he's not. The ones who are contract issue people are
somebody
the ones.
Just put out sources say yesterday. Sources say he'll be here.
Yeah. Tunsil will show up. You're wearing a Texans hat.
I'm wearing a Texans hat.
Yeah.
Because it's our team.
When's the last time you wore that?
I'm wearing it kind of as a gag because it's everybody's going to go, what? Yeah, I know. They're a bunch of, you know. The last time I wore a Texans hat was, I don't remember. I actually stole it from Tim here at Wildcat. He had it in his office. I said, oh, give me that. That's a gag hat. Is there anything you want to say? I mean, listen, I know the other station, they've probably done every segment on Texans minicamp today.
100%.
We're just getting to
no,
mention
things
right
need
now.
To happen. I don't have
at
anything.
9 o'clock?
I don't have anything to really say right now until things happen now. I did see there were Deshaun fans who were clowning something the Texans put out. I didn't hear the audio. I saw you were looking at it with Davis Mills, and it looks like almost disco lights surrounding him. I don't know what it was. I didn't listen. It was sent to us last night. I clicked it, but I was somewhere where I couldn't last night. I was somewhere I couldn't play the audio.
Are they called the Millsians? Millions? Are they the Millions?
Millesians?
Millions? David Millsians.
Maybe.
Millsians.
Maybe they're Millsians, yeah.
Millsians.
But the Deshauners, the Watsonians are all, like the Watsonians who claim to be Texans fans but want so badly for Davis Mills to fail.
Why? Because like, then they're just going to get.
It's just a Watson thing. Like at this point,
they're going to get a C.J. Stroud. Then
at this point, if you are a Watson guy this hard, you just need to cut ties with Texans completely and just go over to Cleveland because he's not coming back, and he definitely doesn't want to be your boyfriend. So you just have to cut the ties and just go over there and be a Browns fan.
How good are you at giving massages, though? Then you could.
No, don't let
have him
DM
for a boyfriend for a day.
Don't follow him on socials.
Apparently, there's a couple more coming out now.
Yeah, it's, you know, whatever. Deshaun's got more.
Apparently, there are a more couple more that Deshaun has got to worry about.
Yeah.
What are we on, 24
According
now?
To Nakia Cooper of KPRC2 in Houston, attorney Tony Busby is in the process of filing two more lawsuits. That would make 27, I believe. No,
26.
Yeah, that would
be 26. It was 22, now it's 24. You can't keep up. I mean, the ticker is just tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. But don't you agree, like, if you want the Texans to fail or a quarterback to fail, if you're cheering for them to fail, even if you don't say it out loud, your actions on social media speak pretty loudly. The comments.
Well, you're not a fan. If you want Davis Mills to fail, you're not a fan.
Exactly.
Because now you may want a legitimate top-of-the-line quarterback.
I get it, but you got to give this kid more than eight starts,
but
too.
But here's the dumb thing about that. If you get Davis Mills, a third rounder, and you have to pay him as opposed to the top of the line first overall or second overall pick, what you're going to have to pay them, and that's not guaranteed that they're going to be great.
Right.
We've seen plenty of them fail.
Yeah.
If you get Davis Mills at a discounted rate, you can rebuild in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure Mills is a guy. Trust me. I mean, I saw small flashes, but I also think that some people have gone too far overboard with some of the flashes. But I also think that there's not enough to write them off.
No.
So, you know, this team is not anywhere close to winning a championship. Deshaun is gone. He wanted out. He didn't want to be with you anymore. So you want to keep pining for Deshaun, that's fine. You can be a Browns fan. But, I mean, cheering against and – actively rooting for the quarterback now to fail. And I know people, rooting for him to fail. I just think he sucks and he will fail. Okay, and then now you want to be made right. You don't want to – it's most important for you to be right, so you're going to cheer for him to fail. I know how it works.
Yeah.
I know the playbook. You're cheering for him to fail because you want to be right, and you want to tell people on social media and see Deshaun, you know. I get that people like Deshaun and he was a good quarterback and all that stuff, but he's gone now. I don't want to tell you. It's the same thing I feel about the Oilers.
All the
Oilers fans, but it's no different.
That ship is sailed.
Everyone who is an Oilers fan, I'm tight. It's like, cool. They don't want to be with you.
No.
They don't want to be with you. Deshaun
Lewis
doesn't
want
to be with you. It's the same exact thing to me.
Yeah. Here's
Garrett Cole, too. Bye, Garrett. You don't want to be here, so I'm not for you.
I don't think we have, because he wasn't on the championship team. He was just a guy that was sitting in the bullpen when we needed him most. That's on him. That's on AJ. I want to talk right now about – what's up, Kerry? How are you? Let's talk right now about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He comes out here and plays. He comes to Wildcat and plays, As a matter of fact, he's done work here. Jeff Aronoff has done work out here at Wildcat Golf Club. If you've got a business and you need to improve stuff, then guess what? You are, my friend. What you're going to do is you're going to get a guy that's going to come to your business and make it better, make it nicer. The bathrooms at your business, it is so important, people. So important. The bathrooms, if you have nice bathrooms, women are going to come back there. Or guys, too. You go to a place that's got a crappy bathroom and you're like, this is gross. I'm not coming back here. That's a fact. And it's not only at the businesses, it's at your house, too. And that it ain't easy. You want to put in new shower, new tile, tile the whole place. You want to put in new toilets and vanities. Jeff Aronoff will do that for you. He can design it. He can help you pick it. It's so simple. He is so good at this. He's been doing it forever. You're looking for a guy that's going to get this job done and make your place, a business or home, a better, more valuable. Then call 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.